Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Quick update on the Charles Rangel ethics trial. His plea for a delay in the trial until he can get a lawyer has been denied. A panel of four Democrats and four Republicans declined that request this morning. And so the proceeding, which is rare in the annals of the House, is now going forward without Charlie Rangel's presence. Several members of the committee angrily criticized Rangel's lawyer for leaving the case just weeks before the hearing, apparently because he ran out of money. Vermont Democratic Representative Peter Welch said no law firm should be taking the money and kicking their client by the side of the road. The committee's chief counsel, Blake Chisholm, then read aloud the 13 charges of alleged financial and fundraising wrongdoing that have been brought against the 80-year-old Democrat from Harlem and elsewhere on the West Side, and we will continue to follow developments in that case this morning. On the other side of the Hudson, Governor Christie made news last week when he surprised a lot of people by coming out as a skeptic on global warming. So let's talk about that now with Tom Moran, who labels it a political shift for the Jersey governor as his star rises in the National Republican Party. Tom Moran, columnist with the Star Ledger. Hi, Tom. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks.
And remind us, in what context did Governor Christie make this remark? He didn't call a news conference to denounce climate science, right?
No, it was one of his town hall meetings where he takes questions on any topic from the audience.
And
somebody said, do you believe global warming is caused by human beings? And he said, quote, I'm skeptical, so I can't figure this stuff out. But I would say at this point, that has yet to be proven, and I'm a little bit skeptical.
And you label this a political shift for the governor. Has he ever spoken about this before? As a U.S. attorney, he didn't talk about global warming, did he?
No, he didn't. But as a candidate for governor, he did. He said he embraced Governor John Corzine's very ambitious goals to have, 20% of our energy by renewables by 2020. No one thinks that's actually going to happen. But Christie embraced the goal and said he'll be more aggressive than Corzine was about reaching it. And the signals have been sort of mixed since he came into office. He grabbed about $400 million in funds, large part of which is for green energy projects, but he grabbed funds from everywhere to get through last year's budget crunch, so I don't know if you can hold that against him. He's, favored significant subsidies for offshore wind developments off Atlantic City. So he's sort of all over the map on this. I think he knows he can't really be anti-climate change, can't really blow this issue for New Jersey's green voters, but he wants to send a signal, I think, to the Republicans nationally that, hey, he's with them.
Did anyone ask him about specific science and how much he has read on either side, if he says he's uncertain or if he's just listened to politicians on this?
No, they didn't. And he's a hard guy to get on the phone compared to other governors. But he said, it's probably one of the reasons why I became a lawyer or not a doctor or an educator or a scientist, because I can't figure this stuff out.
Is there a connection here between this and the cancellation of the rail tunnel to Manhattan? Is it easier for a governor to decide against mass transit in favor of more spending on roads for cars if he's skeptical about climate change, or is that a stretch?
I think that's a little bit of a stretch. He's also against raising the gas tax. We have one of the lowest gas taxes in the country, and people are pointing to that too. But, the connection I'd see there, Brian, is that they're both sort of very popular moves among conservatives who are on the ascendancy. And he's getting strong support in New Jersey for both moves. I mean, not for the climate statement, but for the ARC and the gas tax.
And what's your best understanding about the rail tunnel decision at this point? This was the biggest federal stimulus project in the country. But did the feds finally offer Christie a deal that would totally protect New Jersey taxpayers from cost overruns, or didn't they?
The responsibility would still be New Jersey's. What they were suggesting is a public-private partnership where the state can place that obligation on a private party. So we could be protected from cost overruns, but we would have to offer great terms in order to get that protection.
And can he use the portion of funds already transferred from Washington to New Jersey for roads instead of the rail system as he wants to do or not? And is that resolved?
No, he can't do that. He has to actually, we have to return the feds are asking for $270 million already spent on the tunnel. They're asking us to pay back that amount.
That money has already been spent on the tunnel, though, not just put into New Jersey State Bank account, correct?
That's right, yeah. There is about $1.5 billion set aside of federal aid to New Jersey dedicated to congestion relief that was put in this pot for the tunnel. So he can grab that money because that's money for New Jersey. And most people say that was his plan all along. He wanted to grab that money so he didn't have to raise the gas tax. He can keep his gas tax pledge.
So who'll decide about this $270 million and whether he'll have to pay it back?
I don't know, but the lawyers on both sides are getting geared up for a big fight. I'm not sure exactly how that will resolve.
State of New Jersey versus U.S. federal government in court? Can that happen?
Yes, maybe Chris Christie versus Barack Obama. Who knows?
Yeah, or let's see. How would that get labeled? Is it Christie versus Christie v. Holder, or I don't know, Christie v. LaHood, the transportation secretary? That would be an interesting case.
Indeed.
And we should point out that it's not just Christie, but governors in the Midwest as well, who are also canceling rail projects, high-speed rail in their cases. Are these related?
Yeah. Well, I think they're part of the same sort of movement to shrink government, but this one's very different and is considered much more important to our infrastructure. I mean, New Jersey relies on these connections to Manhattan. It's the biggest source of good jobs in New Jersey. And it's been growing tremendously, the commuting number of commuters into the city. So that now has a hard cap on it because these tunnels are full. And, you know, I think more of those jobs in the future are likely to go to Westchester and Long Island and Connecticut.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned those locales because Governor-elect Cuomo and Senator Gillibrand in New York are saying, hey, we'll take that railroad money. So how's that competition faring?
Well, the whole country is going to be grabbing at that money now. The fact that, you know, turning back $3 billion, it must be unprecedented in the history of the country. This is the biggest single transit project, biggest single infrastructure project in the country right now. So turning it back, you have a lot of people in New Jersey pulling their hair out about right now. Although, as I say, Christie has support in the polls for this. He's a very persuasive guy, and the idea that, hey, we can't afford it right now is a very popular idea.
All right. Tom Moran, columnist for the Star-Ledger. Thanks for coming on with us.
Sure thing, Brian.
And on our politics website right now, it's afreecountry.org. You can check out two poll questions. Would you support a Bush tax cuts compromise where the cuts expire only for incomes above $1 million rather than $250,000? Give us your opinion at itsafreecountry.org. Also, what should happen to Congressman Rangel as his ethics trial seems to be proceeding even without him in attendance at this hour? And coming up tomorrow, health insurance whistleblower Wendell Potter on what he learned while working for Cigna. So a lot to listen for daily on The Brian Lehrer Show. Stay with us for another hour.